This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America, Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll free. 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch right now, and I do mean everybody, thank you so very much for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter the same way. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website either, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us right now from California, IA, we've got the one, the only, the formidable Professor of Politics, Kyle Warren.
Hey, thank you, Captain. Welcome, everybody, and great to be here.
69 degrees. Mostly clear skies tonight. We don't got no stinking fog. And the group is getting their second wind, I guess. There they go.
Good.
All right. You ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was formed on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, an interesting story in Florida. Found out about it yesterday. Our governor, Ron DeSantis, is going to ban licenses for facilities complicit in the Biden migrant resettlement program.
Well, I think, Captain, the governor there in Florida has got a lot of, well, first of all, there's such a huge spotlight on Florida, and so DeSantis seems to be, kind of given some indications of leadership of how do you stand up to things when the federal government may just be targeting Florida, trying to do things to try to stop all the progress that it's making.
Yeah. And good morning to Sony in the chat room. She's reminding the truck drivers, be careful and alert for your own safety. Yeah, exactly.
Well, sure, yeah, and Sony's got a great point. You know, especially with the bad weather and so forth. And a lot of times, Captain, I know the truckers may not want to lose time per se, but they're smart enough to know when to get off the road when something's really coming their way.
Well, I'm going to guess he's up there where it's snowing because they got a winter storm warning across about half of Wisconsin all the way up into the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. So I'm going to guess he's up there dealing with that. Now, yep. something weird came out of California again. Not that's not a normal thing for them. California school districts are dropping the D and the F grades to help with the pandemic-era students.
Well, you know, Captain, there's so many parents who have had have seen their kids who in many ways might have been you know, very good students, but during the pandemic they did suffer a lot. There's no doubt about it. The remote learning, but also, of course, just the disengagement from their friends, from doing normal activities. It did have a real big effect. That being said, if they simply get passed, then they're not going to have learned what they need to know to go to the next level. And it actually does handicap them to a great degree at the next grade level. So there's got to be a better way here somehow.
Well, Austria came up with a better way for the people that aren't vaccinated.
What's that?
Up to a year in jail.
See, now, I can't imagine, Captain, that somebody in the American government at very high levels would say, why can't we do something like that? And what's actually really scary is that you would have a certain number of people in the population who would say, yeah, why doesn't the government do something like that? So be very, very aware of this kind of thing happening in other places in the world, because somebody in our country is going to want to implement it here.
Well, we can tell you what they are doing. You ready?
Yep.
The Navy executive officer aboard a naval warship has been fired for refusing to get a COVID-19 vaccine as required and refused to be tested for the virus, too. And he's done. He's done. The Navy said goodbye.
Well, but then the military has always been sort of a different story, Captain, and I know that you can speak to the idea that when you're in the military and they're going to give you a vaccination for this, mm-hmm. that, or the other thing, that's what you have to do.
Let me put it to you this way. If they said jump, you'd say how high.
Right.
If they said, you got to do this, this, and this, you go, yes, sir, no, sir, no, excuse, sir.
Yes.
Okay? But that was then. This is now when we got the woke culture. But let me just tell you something about the woke culture. Remember about 2 weeks ago or so, we talked about the Oklahoma National Guard, and the governor signed into an executive order where they wouldn't have to get the vaccines. Remember he did all that?
Right, right.
Well, from the Pentagon, spoken by the commanding officer of the Oklahoma National Guard, Brigadier General Thomas Mancino, the vaccine refusal could end military careers in the National Guard from the rank of general down.
Wow. Wow. That is really heavy duty.
Yeah. Again, if they are part of the DOD, and apparently they are, now if they were state militia, I'd be curious to find out what would happen. Because your commanding officer is the governor.
Right.
All right. Hold that thought. Folks, we're coming back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Investors, listen up. There's been incredible demand in the market for companies focused on strategic mineral exploration. And right now, mineral discovery groups are piling into British Columbia's prolific Golden Triangle due to the massive discovery potential. China's economy is slowing down. Consumer goods remain in short supply. Pandemic-induced disruptions continue to affect global supply chains. And now the markets are bracing for interest rate hikes. All of this reads like a recipe for paying attention to companies focused on precious metals and in-demand minerals. Find out about the hottest companies leading the charge to revolutionize the multi-billion-dollar mineral exploration market for free when you text the word HOT to 71441 for your free subscription to DearWallStreet.com. Text the word HOT to 71441 now to get information on these hot companies that we've identified. Get free intelligence on this hot market delivered directly to your mobile device from DearWallStreet.com when you text the word HOT to 71441. Text and data rates may apply. Text HOT to 71441.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
You found it. The most listened to radio program in the overnights. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
Yeah, we do have a Facebook page that says the Captain's Army, and another one says the Captain's, the Captain's America Radio Show Army or something like that. There's a couple different pages. I forgot how we did that. But you can go over there, check it out, and join, and you'll find out what's going on here. This portion of the program, once again, brought to you by MyPillow, MyPillow.com. That's Mike Lindell. Mike Lindell, a very patriotic American. And, of course, he's not afraid to say, God bless America. He's also not afraid to stand up there and say the Pledge of Allegiance and whatever else this country asks of him, because he is a proud American. Now, I am proud to represent him and his company, MyPillow.com. And all you've got to do is go over to the main page, MyPillow.com, start looking at the things that are there, and you'll see some really deep discounts on some MyPillow products there on the home page. Well, when you do, it'll also say, here's your price with your promo code. Well, the promo code will always be the word Captain. Very simple, very easy to remember. Captain, that's your promo code that gets you whatever you want at that deep discount level. Now, if you go to the Radio Listener Specials page, which is a page that's got several hundred items on it now because at Christmas time they loaded it up with a whole bunch of stuff, you'll get insanely low prices, if it's possible to be lower, right there on things as much as two-thirds or three-quarters off. And the promo code, again, is always Captain. Plus, if you want to call in order on the telephone, you can do that. 800-641-5459, 800-641-5459. So, MyPillow.com, the promo code is Captain. The phone number is 800-641-5459. Give them a call. Use the promo code Captain. You're going to save a bunch of money, and there's something there for everybody, and I mean everybody, on your shopping list, including your pets. They got stuff there for the pets. All right, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
I'm going to finish talking about this coronavirus and pandemic stuff here. We talked about the Oklahoma National Guard and the fact that the comment was made by the commanding general, vaccine refusal could end your military career. That's number one. We talked about the Navy commander being fired on the combat ship, the executive officer for not getting the vaccine and not getting tested either. And now, here's one for you. Supreme Court Chief Justice John Roberts has rejected a request to halt the airline mask mandate.
That's right. There was an emergency request that was made by a Florida man, as a matter of fact, on behalf of himself, and also he has a four-year-old son who has autism.
That's right.
Evidently, and they based this on being medically incapable of wearing masks, that is, for a long period of time. Yes.
Yeah, and that created quite a problem down here because the father got escorted off the plane because of the son. Now, one other little thing here before we go back to a couple of messages I just got. New Zealand, Kyle, New Zealand, it's a bad place to be a smoker because they have now banned smoking in New Zealand nationwide.
Yeah, we heard about this. This is really a major development. There's no doubt about it.
I haven't heard of anybody ever doing that.
No, and I think part of the idea, at least the way that it was presented, was the idea that you're not going to have, with having a ban, that you're not going to have a new generation of, you know, young people growing up and then beginning to smoke or learning to smoke at a young age. So that's sort of the pretext of it. But, of course, Captain, we know sometimes how bans work. When people aren't allowed to have something, there's always going to be a market for it. There's always going to be a way to get it. How they're going to enforce it and this kind of thing, it we'll see.
Well, I can see it now. They sneak out into the woods to have a smoke break.
Well, precisely.
And then they're raided by the police.
Exactly. Now you have to have speakeasies, but they're going to be smokeasies, I guess.
Unbelievable, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, well, you know, we've come a long, long way, by the way, with education. A lot of people, young and old, they don't want to smoke because they know what the consequences are, what the ramifications are of it. So sometimes with this kind of thing, you can go to hearts and minds. Yeah.
Now, the media is starting to go nuts over the idea that was brought up by Congressman Matt Gaetz here in Florida. He represents pretty much all of the panhandle. And they're afraid that Trump might be the next House Speaker because Florida Representative Matt Gaetz said that he's talked to the president about it, and he thinks it's a possibility.
Well, yeah, I've heard about this as well, and yes, he has said that he's talked to the president about it. Whether or not Donald Trump really would want to be the Speaker of the House, that might be another thing. Now I'll say this, the Speaker has always been elected from the House of Representatives.
Oh, no.
But
there was one occasion when the Speaker of the House was not a member of Congress.
Right. No, I think you're right about that. But the general thrust is that that's usually where they come from, although it's not beyond the realm of possibility, as you correctly point out. But basically, would Donald Trump want that job? Now, yes, it would throw the media into a tizzy and so forth. But I think that what his strategy would be at this point, see what's happening in the midterms. He's going to be very active in the campaigns leading up to the midterms. And if it goes the way we think it's going to go, then that literally is going to be a rocket ship for him now to emerge as the de facto nominee, perhaps, and be able to really parlay that, because he'll have a lot of momentum.
Uh-huh.
I think he wants to be the president. There's no doubt.
Now, an Ohio sheriff has said that there's been no federal assistance offered for the police to combat the smash-and-grab retail thefts in the major cities. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, but aren't we hearing all this stuff of, you know, we are trying to do something about this at the federal level, and we're trying to open up this?
All talk.
Yeah, well, of course. See, that's exactly what it is. It's to create the illusion that, you see, they essentially helped to create this problem But now that it's getting so out of hand and they are suffering because of it politically and its polls and with public opinion, they have to come out and say that they're trying to do something. But even the some things that they're saying are so feeble in response to what's actually happening all over America that people just laugh it off. They think this is the most ridiculous sort of, as I said, feeble way of trying to go about something. They're not trying to be, they're not trying to help law enforcement. Let's just be honest about that.
Yeah, and there's a major problem in America right now with people online selling things at ridiculously low prices, named goods and items and this, that, and the other. I don't know if you're aware of this, Kyle, but the top retailers are trying to get this stopped because they're selling stolen goods.
Well, that's right, and it's that old adage, if something looks too good to be true, it probably is. So, and you might want to get a great deal, and people always want to get great deals, but if it seems that it might not be legitimate.
Well, yeah, and, you know, you might be able to you get an advantage, really ridiculous price on something, but that's kind of the clue that when you see something that's marked way down, that it might be stolen to begin with, and they're reselling it.
Well, precisely. And so, and a lot of times, too, these sites will get shut down, but they pop up so quickly that the authorities have a hard time, keeping track or taking action very quickly.
And we had a California man who was charged with assaulting police in the January 6th riot who has left the country and showed up in Belarus.
Belarus, that's right. That's right. Well, but still, to be honest, I don't know if we have extradition with
I don't
him.
Either.
Yeah, but obviously the long arm of the law, you can run but you can't hide on that thing.
Yeah, well, I guess we'll find out soon, huh?
Yeah.
And, oh, by the way, the city of Chicago is pursuing a civilian lawsuit against actor Jussie Smollett for all the costs incurred in the investigation.
Well, I'm not surprised, and of course they should. You know, Captain, what he did was so egregious and so terrible. There are the hard costs involved, and then there are the costs to race relations, to tearing the community apart,
yep.
And by extension, tearing the country apart,
mm-hmm.
Because his friend over at CNN and so forth was, you know, talking about all this stuff, and this became a really big, you know, cause celeb. And here we go again with people getting at each other's throats, and it didn't have to happen because this guy made it all up.
And Cheryl just chimed in and said, keep up the good work.
Oh, all right. Thank you, Cheryl.
Yes, we appreciate that, Carol. Cheryl, listen to me. There's probably a Carol in there, too, somewhere. All right. Hold that thought, Kyle. And folks, we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch as we come right back. And we're going to let Kathy take us out to break. So, Kathy?
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The House committee investigating the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol subpoenaed an additional six people connected to former President Trump. The committee is seeking records and testimony from people involved in the organization and planning of rallies for Trump supporters on January 5th and 6th. Some allegedly worked directly with Trump to plan the rallies on the Ellipse that directly preceded the riots at the Capitol. The Supreme Court has decided to leave in place the new restrictive abortion ban in Texas, but it also ruled that a lawsuit seeking to strike the law down can proceed. The Texas law is enforced by private citizens through lawsuits against doctors and clinics that perform abortions. The law also comes with a $10,000 penalty. The decision by the court doesn't address whether the Texas ban is unconstitutional. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Frank Salvato from UndergroundUSA.com, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, where we always understand the reason for the season, and we always say Merry Christmas. Hey, Captain. Ho, ho, ho.
Ho, ho, ho is right, and a ha, ha, ha along with it. This is the Captain's America Third Watch of this portion of the program, brought to you by the Two Guys Gun Shows. Now, I'm going to be at Two Guys Gun Shows up in Brooksville today at the Hernando County Fairgrounds. They're open today from 9 to 5. I'll be there from 9 to 3. Looking forward to seeing many of you there, and I'll have a whole bunch of free stuff to give away, including some $500 discounts on buying a vehicle at Moss Nissan. So how do you like that? And by the way, they're building a brand-new Moss Nissan dealership up there in Brooksville. So make sure you stop on by if you can. That's Two Guys Gun Shows, Hernando County Fairgrounds, up in Brooksville. I look forward to seeing you there. Okay, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
We are looking at some of the first pictures now coming out of, I believe, this is Monette, Arkansas, and the nursing home. And I'm telling you that it's pretty much been destroyed. And they're talking about more deaths coming. Well, I can see why.
Well, yes, exactly. Earlier there was a report, I think, of 2 people being killed at the nursing home. I think that might have changed to 1, but we do know. And that's a good thing. It's going to, it's a terrible thing to have had one person die. But evidently there were 86 beds in this nursing home. It's on the town's north side. At least 7 other people have been injured, according to some of the latest reports that we have. But obviously, Captain, especially in a nursing home with elderly folks, it's just a nightmare scenario.
And then we had It says 50 to 100 Amazon warehouse workers trapped after the roof collapsed on the building they were in. And I think they got most of them out, but I understand two people have been killed and possibly as many as two dozen have been injured seriously enough to go to the hospital. But, boy, what a mess that looks like.
Well, that's right. And I believe this is located in Edwardsville, Illinois.
Yeah.
It's just northeast of St. Louis, Missouri. And, yes, these warehouses are large, these big centers that they have. So, obviously, yes, a lot of people working, especially, and literally, if I recall correctly, I think they're working around the clock.
Yeah.
So, depending, it doesn't matter what time of day or night, you're going to have a lot of people in this warehouse.
Yeah, that's very true. And, of course, we're watching these storms, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm going to tell you, Indiana, Ohio, most of Kentucky, most of Tennessee, the upper part of Mississippi and now moving into Alabama, the southern part of Arkansas, the northern part of Louisiana. You have got severe thunderstorm watches, warnings, tornado watches and warnings bouncing all around through that area, flood watches and warnings all through that area. So please pay attention to the weather. This is not a drill. We're telling you something that could save your life.
That's exactly right, Captain. And these storms are moving very quickly. They have very high winds as well, but they're also moving very quickly. So by the time this is upon you, it could be too late. So you have to make preparation now and be aware.
Right. Now, the national immunity that people talk about is now more protective over time than the COVID-19 vaccination. So says a brand new study, but yet our people in this country, our medical experts like Dr. Fauci, don't want to talk about it.
Well, I would think this, Captain, just to sort of put it in some kind of context, many, many years from now, whether it's 50 years or 20 years or 100 years, I think one of the central questions is going to be, why didn't they really follow the science? They talked about following the science, but they never really did in terms of the powers that be because they wanted to project a particular political narrative. And unfortunately, I think history is going to be very harsh in its judgment of the fact that if you even raise the question about natural immunity, that you were literally shouted down. And I think that's going to be a real, real stain on American history.
Yeah. Now, Joe Biden was on Jimmy Fallon, and he made a comment, which I find very strange. He said he doesn't follow the poll numbers anymore. This, of course, was his first late-night appearance as president. But, Joe, if you continue to have that approach and you don't follow the poll numbers anymore, you are about to get your butt handed to you.
Well, I think you're right. And I also think, Captain, that the very fact that Joe Biden would say such a thing means poll numbers are the overriding huge problem that they discuss all the time
right.
At the White House. You know, this is, I mean, to say such a thing, number one, it's nobody would believe that from any politician. And second of all, if it were true, that would mean that, well, I don't care what people think of what's happening in this country. You know, I mean, it's all bad. What he should say is, I think people don't understand what I'm really doing here and give me some time and all this kind of stuff. I mean, there's only a million other things he could say or do as opposed to what he said.
And poor Kamala. She was shunned the other day. Biden walked right by her. She was looking straight ahead. He was looking straight ahead away from her, not at her. And then when he went to take his seat, which was going to be one chair in the middle between him and Kamala, he realized he was closer than he wanted to be, and he had his wife switch places with him.
Yes. Well, I think that shows maybe what's going on behind the scenes as well.
Mm-hmm.
But again, Kamala Harris has been elected vice president of the United States. She doesn't serve at the pleasure of the president in the traditional sense, like cabinet members or
nope.
General or something like that. But there's a lot of pressure they can bring to bear. One thinks that that might be already starting to occur. But no matter what, he's stuck with her, you know, for the duration here, unless they can find a way to get her impeached or to have, she has to step down or something like that, but he can't fire her.
No. Now, CNN's Don LeMond was literally singing Joe Biden's praises, because he was actually singing his praises, as gas prices dropped a whole 4 cents a gallon. Well, there's a little problem with that, Kyle.
Yeah.
They might have dropped 4 cents a gallon on a particular day that they were talking about. But as of right now, they're back up 4 cents a gallon.
Well, of course. And, you know, Captain, obviously this comes on the heels with the White House saying that they wanted to have some more positive coverage. I think there's a lot of people in the media who would love to be able to do that, because Joe Biden was their guy, and to a great degree. It wasn't Trump, obviously, but they also, to a great degree, that he was their guy. And, of course, they're going to try to help him.
All right, we gotta just hold on here for a second. We have a tornado warning on the Kentucky-Tennessee line right now, which is north of Jackson, Tennessee, and it apparently is moving from west to east, right on the state line, which is kind of ironic, because you couldn't have put it there any better than what I'm describing it as. So just north of Jackson, Tennessee, going up U.S. 45, there is a tornado warning right now, right there. Seek shelter if you're in those areas.
Yes, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And that's near one of our affiliates up in there, I think the one in Lexington, Kentucky.
Right. And so, as you just heard the captain say, take shelter.
Yeah. Now, the incoming mayor, Adams, could name a woman as police commissioner. The decision could come as soon as Monday, with the former Seattle police chief, Carmen Best, and current Philadelphia top cop, Daniel Outlaw, considered as the two leading female candidates.
Well, that's great. It looks to me like, Captain, that the incoming mayor is going to want to do a lot of good practical things about New York City. Appointing a very qualified police chief is, I think...
They both are.
Yeah, it's going to be part and parcel of that. I really do hope that, because I think that the ideas the mayor is having and the fact that he wants to start cleaning up the city, he's going to get pushback from all over the place. So he's got to assemble a good team, and I hope that he does have a couple of good candidates here and he picks a good one.
Now, Christmas carolers got a thumbs down from an angry crowd of onlookers who were trying to drown them out with amplified rock and roll music and this, that, and the other. And the carolers' response was, "Merry Christmas!" And they left.
Overcome evil with good. Yes.
It probably didn't work in that case.
Yeah.
Because those people didn't care.
Yeah.
All right. Hold that thought, folks. We're coming back with the Truckers Highway and Bible Report. Don't go anywhere. We got lots more coming your way. And I'll be right back.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, this is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Yeah.
Aerosmith, the concert suite Emotion. They're playing along with Heartbreaker in that. So it wasn't just Steve Tyler and company. It was with another band. So we'll bring Kyle into the mix here. Kyle, we got some bad weather going on around the country. Let's get going.
That's exactly right, Captain. We're going to start. We've got some freeze warnings tonight if you're coming down the Interstate 15 coming out of Las Vegas or heading towards Las Vegas out of Southern California. You want to be aware of that. Also, if you're coming across, coming west of Phoenix, looks like here on I-10, you're also going to go through a freeze warning as you get to the state line there around Blythe and so forth in Southern California. Also, winter storm warning near Reno. That's going to head on up 395 through Susanville. Portland, Oregon is also going to be getting rain over the next few days. Same thing for Seattle. Also, snow above about 3,000 feet in that area as well. Fourth of July pass is going to be also snow, it looks like, throughout the weekend. Very, very low temperatures there, so be aware of that. In Missoula, Montana, winter weather advisory. Boise, Idaho, winter storm warning. All this, folks, is going to bring in snow and so forth, too, as well. So you got to be aware of that. Along I-80 in southern Wyoming, we definitely have a blizzard warning going on right there. So if you're coming out of Cheyenne towards Laramie up through Rawlins, you definitely will be encountering that. High wind warnings, these are going to be west of Denver, but also earlier there were avalanche warnings. Looks like they might have started to drop off the map, but obviously you're going to have a lot of snow as well, potentiality for that coming across I-70. So be careful out there.
By the way, good morning to Lauren. She's saying those were the bad boys of Boston.
That's right. Yeah, that's right.
All right, well, let's get going here. I'm going to start with the severe thunderstorms and tornadoes that are bouncing around here right now. We've got some flood warnings as well as some severe thunderstorm warnings up in Indiana. We've got the western half of Ohio right now. Same thing there. Kentucky seems to be where the main thrust is right now. There is an active tornado warning still going on in Kentucky. We haven't heard anything from anyone in our affiliate area there yet in Lexington, but I suspect there may be some really bad weather on the ground in that area right now, as well as the western half of Tennessee. And somewhere around Jackson, Tennessee, it looks like we've had some more bad weather, severe thunderstorms, if nothing else. And then we've got flooding down along the Mississippi River, the northern half of Mississippi. We've got the storm warnings in there. This is all moving to the east, ladies and gentlemen. So it's going to continue to move to the east during the course of the evening. And then we've got the fog down here going up I-75. Pretty much at I-10, that junction, you pick it up and it goes all the way to Atlanta and then all the way to the Georgia line or to the Tennessee line. And then I-20 east-west, you've got fog all the way across there to Augusta, Georgia, and then beyond to Florence, South Carolina. If you're going up I-85 out of Atlanta, you're going to have it up through South Carolina, up through North Carolina, and it's all the way west to New Orleans, Louisiana right now. Now, we've got a gale warning down in the Texas border towards Mexico right now, and a gale warning mixed in with high winds all the way from Nova Scotia down to right there at the mouth of the Chesapeake Bay. We do have snow tonight in northern New England, Maine, New Hampshire, Vermont, northern part of Massachusetts. We've got snow along the lake, Lake Ontario, in upstate New York, lee shore of Lake Ontario, lee shore of Lake Erie, snow there, snow in the Adirondacks. And then we have this major storm that's continuing to move out of the southern part of Minnesota. It's got pretty much the northern part of Wisconsin socked in, and then the upper part of Michigan between Lake Superior and Huron. You definitely have a winter storm warning up there, and we're going to be measuring the storm up there, snow in feet, not inches, feet. So, Kyle, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And I thank you very much, and I'll talk to you on Monday.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Now, we're going to go to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, and we're going to see if we can get sort of an update on what's going on here. Okay, I have been watching since the show started killer tornadoes, And, I mean, they are just exactly what I just said. And we have got an extensive line of storms that comes from pretty much Indiana all the way down through Kentucky, down to Tennessee, and then kind of zigzags over into Mississippi and Louisiana. And we've had a warehouse, an Amazon warehouse, in Edwardsville, Illinois, where it looks like as if 50 to 100 people were trapped. They did get them out, about two dozen people injured, and I don't know about any fatalities yet, do you?
Well, they say there were what they call mass casualties in the Amazon warehouse in southern Illinois, but I haven't seen what that real that number is or what that really means. I think there were some casualties, some deaths in a nursing home.
Oh yeah,
in Kentucky,
which was completely destroyed. Monett, Kentucky, M-O-N-E-T-T.
Mm-hmm. That's awful.
Oh, wait.
It's awful.
Yeah, yeah. And then, let's see. Kenton, Tennessee, we had a tornado touchdown there just a little while ago, which is north of Jackson. Perhaps it's the one I'm looking at here where the weather system is. Killer tornadoes, let's see, in Missouri, Arkansas, Tennessee, and Kentucky so far. And, again, this system is moving to the east.
Correct.
Yeah. So, have to be careful, everybody. And again, for the truckers that are out there on I-40, on I-64, I-70, let's see, I-65, I-59, I-57, and I-20, believe it or not, going across the northern part of Louisiana, you could be in this mess. So be careful. And then the snowstorm, gee whiz, on top of everything else is a snowstorm up there going across Minnesota, Wisconsin, and up into the upper part of Peninsula in Michigan, headed for all parts of Canada.
It's pretty devastating.
Yep. Going to be a lot of damages that we'll hear about here in the offing. Okay, well, I'm going to tease what we're going to be doing here when we come back, because, of course, folks, yesterday you heard about the Supreme Court with their decision, the Texas abortion law. They're going to let it stand for now, but they're going to allow the challenge to continue. Why do you suppose they're doing that? Okay, we'll be right back, and we'll try to give you an idea. Don't go anywhere. Kathy's going to take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.